أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق وسيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رضا الإسلام، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله to give us the opportunity to reach يوم الجمعة. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خير يوم طلعت عليه الشمس. The best day the sun has been raised on is the day of جمعة. خلق الله فيه آدم. Allah created Adam يوم الجمعة. وفيه نزل إلى الأرض. And Adam come, عليه السلام, came to this dunya يوم الجمعة. وفيه قبل الله توبته. Allah accepted توبة from Adam يوم الجمعة. وفيه تقوم الساعة. And يوم القيامة it will be يوم الجمعة. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said من توضأ في بيته فأحسن الوضوء. If you take wudu at your home and you come early to the masjid, فكان له بكل خطوة عمل سنة. For every step you take to the masjid, Allah reward you for reward of 1 year ibadah. 1 year ibadah. For every step, when you come to the masjid, يوم الجمعة, 1 year, الرسول said, صيامها وقيامها. Even if you make قيام the whole year, you get the reward of قيام whole year and صيام the whole year. That is the فضل of يوم الجمعة. It's a gift from Allah to the ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He gathers us in this masjid يوم الجمعة to gather all of us in جنة الفردوس with our Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم وصحابته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brother in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been sent to this dunya since He created Adam عليه السلام until Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم 124,000 نبي. 124,000 نبي. And 315 messengers. And Imam Ibn Kathir narrated in his كتاب البداية عن النهاية 315 messengers. It came with book, with Torah, with Bible, with Zabur, with صحف موسى, صحف إبراهيم. It's come with book, with like Quran. It's 315. But the Nabi, he came without book, without, he came to, as a da'iya, to give nasiha, to guide the people to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each and every Nabi used to come, and Rasul used to come to his own tribe, his own people. Sayyidina Musa, Allah sent him to Bani Israel. Sayyidina Ibrahim, Allah sent him to Al-Jazir Al-Arabiya, and the Anbiya, they came to their own tribes and families and villages and that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He chose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the final messenger of 315 messengers that came with kitab, and the final kitab is Al-Quran al-Karim. Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He didn't come to the people of Quraysh, the tribe of Bani Hashim. No, he came, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, to the whole mankind. And the Quran didn't come to only for Arab or for Quraysh or Saudi people. No, the Quran came to the whole mankind. That is the difference between the message of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and the message of all the Anbiya. Al-Quran al-Karim, brothers, contains the main three elements in Quran al-Karim, the main three pillars in Quran al-Karim. It speaks about three main matters, three main issues. The whole Quran, 114 surah, they speak about these three main issues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Quran for. The main one, number one, the Quran speaks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the the creator, the one that he revealed the Quran, the one he sent 124,000 Nabi and 315 Rasul. Who's that Allah? Who's Allah? What is the names of Allah? What is the attributes of Allah? What is the qudra of Allah, the power of Allah? Through his creation to human being, to the whole universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us through the 114 surah that introduce us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who's Allah? That's number one. Number two, the Quran speak about al-yawm al-akhir, about hisab, about jannah, about nar. Dunya is not the end. No, you just in this dunya only for a short period, and you only for a test. You are not here for permanent. You mustn't deceive yourself. You are here just to do a job. Allah created you for this job. You must focus about this job. You mustn't deviate right or left. And there is yawm al-akhir. There is hisab. All of us, as we sit in this masjid, we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will question all of us one by one. ما منكم من أحد إلا ويختلي به الله عز وجل. No one of you except you will have private meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every one of you. And he will ask him question after question. Why did you do that? Why did you commit this sin? Why did you do that? Didn't you know that I know you? That I see you? I watch you? That is the second issue the Quran speak about. The third issue, the Quran speak about all the messengers they came. Allah mentioned in the Quran 25 Nabi, Rasul. 25 Rasul in the Quran. And the Quran make it very clear to Rasulullah, منهم من قصصنا عليك ومنهم من لم نقصص عليك. Some of them, some of the Anbiya or Muhammad, we mention their name to you in the Quran, 25 of them. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَمْ نَقْصُصْ عَلَيْكَ. But most of them, we didn't mention their name to you. It's not your business. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala risala, message to the mankind. Sometimes Allah send 2, 3, 4 prophets in the same time. In the same time. Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidina Lut, it was in the same time. Sayyidina Yusuf and Sayyidina Yaqub, it was in the same time. Sometimes 3, 4, 5 Nabi in the same time. But the last one, it was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second element, the second main issue the Quran speak about, what each and every Nabi that Allah mentioned him in the Quran, what did he do with his people? To give Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the experience, how can you deal with the people of Mecca, of Quraysh? How can you deliver your message? You have experience from Adam, Ibrahim, Nuh, Musa, Isa, and also all the difficulties that they face. They are anbiya of Allah, they are rusul of Allah, but it wasn't easy for them. Because this, you are in dunya for a test, you must understand that. You claim that you are mu'min. Yes, Allah will test you with every pillar of arkan al-iman. Billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawm al-akhir wal qadr khayrihi wa sharrih. You will be tested in all of them. If you pass, alhamdulillah, there is yawm al-akhir. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he introduced to us the whole Quran with 7 ayat. 7 ayat, short surah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us to read it 17 times every day in fara'id. Only in fara'id. You can read it maybe 50 times every day. If you make 50 rak'ah nawafil, you read it. This short surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about it, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِ وَالْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ. O Muhammad, we has given you seven مَثَانِ, 7 آيات. Why, Ya Rabbi, you mention only 7 آيات? And after that, والقرآن الكريم, and the whole Quran. Why is especially this 7 ayat? من المثاني. The word of مثاني in Arabic that you repeat it every day. The ayat that you repeat every day. You don't repeat the whole Quran every day, but you repeat this seven ayat 17 times in fard salah. It is al-fatiha. Al-fatiha. Al-Fatiha, it's introduction to the whole Quran, and it will explain to us also this main three elements that the Quran contain. Why Al-Fatiha? Why? What is the secret of this seven ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remind us to repeat it 17 times every day? What is in this seven ayat? What? Definitely there is secret. Definitely there is something very important. When Allah introduced the whole Quran with this Al-Fatiha, it means it's very great surah. Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Sa'id ibn Ya'la, while he was in a masjid, he was making salah. Al-Rasul came to the masjid, Sa'id started salah. Al-Rasul told him, Sa'id, come. He already started salah. He didn't respond to Rasulullah until he finished his salah. Rasul called him, Sa'id ibn Ya'la, why you didn't come when I called you? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I started salah already. He said, didn't you read in the Quran? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, istajibu lillah walil rasul, idha da'akum lima yuhyukum. Didn't you read in Surah Al-Anfal? O mu'mineen, if Rasulullah call you, you must respond him. In any condition, you must respond Rasulullah. Said, yes, I didn't know that. I didn't understand that, Rasulullah. Rasul said, yes, it's fine. But after that, even if you make salah and Rasulullah called you, respond to Rasulullah. Assalamu alaikum, yes, Rasulullah. This is amr, command from Allah. If Rasulullah called you, you must respond immediately. Yes, Rasulullah, what do you want from me? He said, ala u'allimuka surah. I wanted to teach you one surah. It, Allah never revealed it in a Bible, in a Torah, an Injil, in Suhuf Musa, in Suhuf Ibrahim. Remind me before I go out of the masjid to teach you this surah, Sa'id. Said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. Said, the Rasul get busy with someone in the masjid, and before he leave, said, I went to him, Ya Rasulullah, you told me you are going to teach me the greatest surah in the whole Quran. Said, yes, it is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawmuddin, and he read Surah Al-Fatiha. This is the greatest surah in the whole Quran. Why? We take few minutes with this surah. Start with Alhamdulillah. Start with praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the praises and hamd to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hamd, it must be only to one, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It teaches us you always must have hope. You mustn't lose hope. You mustn't get desperate. You must have hope because there is Allah. Praise be Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. If you are poor, Alhamdulillah. 17 times you repeat Alhamdulillah. If you are sick, 17 times Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. If you have problem in your house, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. You mustn't lose hope, and you have Allah, and you repeat Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. This word the Rasul said about it, Alhamdulillah, tamla'u al-mizan. Your scale will be full of hasanat if you just repeat Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, tamla'u al-mizan. Alhamdulillah, in all conditions, if you are rich, Alhamdulillah. If you are poor, Alhamdulillah. If you have very high position, Alhamdulillah. If you have no job, Alhamdulillah. Because he is the one that he blessed you with many, many blessings. You must praise Allah for it. You must thank Allah for it. If he takes something from you, he gives you many. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned three qualities. As we said, the Quran speaks about Asma'ullah, the attributes of Allah. He mentioned three qualities in Al-Fatiha for Allah, three attributes. Yes? Three. Alhamdulillah, what? Rabbul Alameen. Second, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Third, Malik Yawmuddin. Three sifat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these three sifat in Surah Al-Fatiha that we repeat it in every rak'ah, in every salah? Because when you say Alhamdulillah, رب العالمين, he's the one that is waited to be praised. رب العالمين. Do you know the word of رب? رب, the Lord of عالمين. The word of عالمين, عالمين, the whole world. Not only this world, not dunya world. No, there is any other world. The world of jinn, the world of ins, the world of malaika, the world of fish, the world of animal, the world of plant, the world of mountains. رب السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن. The world of seven heavens and seven earth. The Lord of the whole universe. When we say Alhamdulillah, رب العالمين. This picture must come to our mind. رب العالمين. Your رب. Your kids رب. Your wife رب. Your enemies رب. Your رب. While you are in a very high position, don't think that you got this authority, you become رب. No, there is رب. رب الأنبياء. Allah. رب الأنبياء. The Lord of all the messengers, رب الملائكة, رب العالمين, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. When the kuffar killed his uncle حمزة رضي الله عنه in battle of Uhud, he became very angry. He used to love him so much, very angry, and he made قسم, said, والله لئن أمكنني الله عز وجل, because he killed سيدنا حمزة and he cut his body pieces. Even Hind, she took the liver of Sayyidina Hamza and she ate the liver of Sayyidina Hamza. Hind, the wife of Abu Sufyan. Rasul get very angry when you saw the picture of the body of Hamza. He said, Wallahi, Wallahi, if in amkanani Allah, Wallahi, if Allah give me power, I will kill 70 of them and I will cut them as they cut Hamza. That is who? That is Rasulullah. What Allah revealed the Quran to him? Allah told him, ليس لك من الأمر شيء. Oh, Muhammad, you mustn't say so. It's not your matter. It's not your issue. Hamza is Abdullah. You are Abdullah. I can give hidayah to the one that he killed Hamza. You see? The one he killed your uncle, I can give him hidayah. And he become Muslim. The one that he killed Hamza, Rasul make qasam, if he gets 70 of the kuffar, he will kill them. Allah told him, no. No, that is between me and my servants. It's not your issue. I am Rabbul Alameen. You are not Rabbul Alameen. I am Rabbul Alameen. And Allah gave hidayah to the one that he killed Hamza Wahshi and he used to defend the Islam. Rabbul Alameen. The second, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. That also, it shows us the relationship between us and Allah. You mustn't always afraid and scared from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, afraid from Yawm al-Qiyamah. You are going to Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most beneficent, the most merciful, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the one that he created you. The Malaika, when they said, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you give them tawbah every day. He commits sin and he makes tawbah and you accept his tawbah and he commits sin again, accept his tawbah again until he die, you accept his tawbah. Why? Why you don't destroy them? Why you don't punish them? Allah said to the Malaika, لو خلقتموهم لرحمتموهم. If you create them, you will mercy them. I created them. Allah created us. This is the relationship between us and Allah. Rahman, Rahim. You will find Allah يوم القيامة Rahman, Rahim. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. And he send us to this dunya only one rahmah. You see? From his rahmah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in an authentic hadith, إن لله عز وجل مئة رحمة أنزل منها واحدة في الأرض يتراحم بها الناس الخلائق حتى إن الدابة لترفع حافرها عن صغيرها. Allah sent 100 rahmah. Allah created 100 rahmah. 100 mercy. Allah sent only one rahmah to dunya. One rahmah. Only one. Even with this rahmah, you can see the animal take care of the baby. The animal take care of the lion. And any animal take care of their baby with one rahmah. And Allah kept for the day of Qiyamah, for Yawm al-Din, when we come to Malik Yawm al-Din, Allah kept 99 rahmah for this day. 99 rahmah for the day of Qiyamah. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. We worship Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Just follow. his teaching, follow his kitab. Malik yawm al-deen, this is the third quality. Malik yawm al-deen, the day of adl. If you are struggling, suffering in this dunya, don't worry. It's short period. You are going to the day of adl. Allah reward you in that day. Allah just testing you. Don't worry, it's short time. Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the most beloved human being to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you see, he got seven children, seven. Six of them, they passed away while he is alive. Six of them. And that is Rasulullah. Six of his children, the seven of them, six of them, they passed away young in his life. And the last one, it was Fatima. And she passed away 6 months after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. That is Rasulullah. He has lived as an orphan boy. His people, they drove him out of his country. More than 9 or 10 war battles, Rasulullah he was in. He struggled a lot, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It means that his dunya is nothing. There is Yawmuddin. And who is Malik Yawmuddin? Is not me, not you, is not the president, is not Fir'aun, is not the king of Saudi, the king of Kuwait. No, is Allah, Malik Yawm al-Din. Malik Yawm al-Din. That is the biggest event you're going to attend in your life. The whole humanity, the biggest event that you're going to attend. وَخَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ فَلَا تَسْمَعُ إِلَّا هَمْسَ. No one can talk without permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yawm al-Din. Yes, Ya Rabb. This is the three sifat. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din. Yes, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. In Fatiha, we read, our ibadah, our isti'anah, only for Allah. The pure tawheed, only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You mustn't go to Suri right or left to ask someone to help you. I don't have job. And I go to Qabr to ask, give me job. I don't have job. To go to someone to make dua, that it's good to remind him to make dua for you. But the door is open. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Ask Allah direct. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَى. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ. Your ibadah. All the a'mal that you do with good niyyah, it is ibadah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All a'mal. When you take your kids to school, it is ibadah. If you had this niyyah, you are educating them to benefit the ummah. If you seek rizq, it is ibadah. Allah reward you for it. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. We seek help. We put our tawakkul only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything in Allah's hand subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, and the only dua in al-Fatiha, only one dua in al-Fatiha. And we repeat this dua 17 times. The importance of this dua is اهدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. The dua of hidayah. Why Allah choose a hidayah? Why Allah didn't say urzuqna? Why Allah didn't choose any other dua? Only hidayah. اهدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. If you have hidayah, خلاص, everything in your life, it's very easy and smooth. Hidayah, اهدنا الصراط. Oh Allah, guide us to the right way, to the straight path. Guide us, Ya Rabb. If Allah guide you, خلاص, you don't need any other thing. Allah will guide you to have right decision. Allah will guide you to raise your kids in right way. Allah will guide you to earn your risk from halal. Allah will guide you to help and support the people. Allah will guide you to make ibadah easy for you. Guide us. Not only guide me to Islam, and that is the greatest ni'mah we receive from Allah. You are in South Africa and Cape Town. You are not from Saudi. You are not from Egypt. You are not from Yemen. You are South Africa, the last point in Africa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you this ni'mah. Why did you come to this masjid now? And you declare shahada. It's not because you speak English or Afrikaans or Arabic. You are white or colored. No, because اهدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. Because the ni'mah of hidayah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tried with his uncle many years. Uncle, his uncle, the one that he protected da'wah, Abu Talib. الرسول sit next to him while he's dying and repeat, يا عمي يا عمي قل لا إله إلا الله أشفع لك عند الله. يا عمي say لا إله إلا الله, I intercede for you يوم القيامة. Just say this word before you die. He looked at Abu Jahl and the kuffar on the other side, and the last word it was بل على ملة عبد المطلب. I die on the deen of عبد المطلب, in the deen of كفر والعياذ بالله. Rasul says, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? Because the hidayah in the hand of Allah. We are here because اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Yes. And alhamdulillah, many, many, millions and millions from non-Arab country. The biggest Muslim country is Indonesia. It's not Arab. The second biggest Muslim country is Bangladesh. It's not Arab. It means Allah is able to guide the people to bring their heart to Allah, to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just for us to seek hidayah, you always make dua for hidayah, for you, for your kids. This is the main ni'mah. What is the way of that? اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. The way of those that you bestowed them with your grace, with your ni'mah. Ya Rab. With this ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not those that they went astray, the Nasara and the other. Also that Allah is angry with them, the Yahud. Oh Allah, don't make us among those that you went astray or you're angry with them. Make us among those that you bestowed them with your grace, with your ni'mah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is Fatiha. That is Fatiha, brothers. We focus, when we read the Fatiha every day, we must focus about the words that we read. Allah chose the Fatiha, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa chose the Fatiha to read it for a purpose. For a purpose, yes, it's opening of Quran, but in the same time, it's open our mind. It open our heart to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خير. We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to make الفاتحة open our mind intellectual and open our heart to be closer and closer to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات ويصلح عليه أمر الدنيا والآخرة وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا ند له ولا ولد له ولا صاحبة له قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد لا إله إلا الله كلمة التوحيد وكلمة الإخلاص وكلمة التقوى وكلمة طيبة والعروة الوثقى وهي مفتاح الجنة. لا إله إلا الله خير كلمة أنزلها الله عز وجل إلى الأرض. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كان آخر كلامه في هذه الدنيا لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه، نشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وتركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: والذي نفسي بيده لا يسمع بي أحد من اليهود أو من النصارى ثم لا يؤمن بالذي أرسلت به إلا وأدخله الله النار. خرج على صحابته وهم يمتدحون الأنبياء، قال أحدهم: آدم خليفة الله، وقال الآخر: إبراهيم خليل الله، وقال الثالث: موسى كليم الله، وقال الرابع: عيسى كلمة الله وروح الله. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: لقد سمعت مقالتكم، أما إن آدم خليفة الله وهذا حق، وإبراهيم خليل الله وهذا حق، وموسى كليم الله وهذا حق، وعيسى كلمة الله وروحه وهذا حق، أما وإني سيد الأولين والآخرين، أما وإني أول من تنشق عنه الأرض يوم القيامة، أما وإني سيد ولد آدم، أما وإني أول من يحرك حلق الجنة، أما وإني الشفيع المشفع يوم القيامة. ورضي الله عن صحابته الطيبين الطاهرين الذين آمنوا به وعزروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه، حتى قال فيهم: إياكم وأصحابي، فلن تبلغوا مد أحدهم أو نصيفه ولو أنفقتم مثل أحد ذهبة. إياكم وأصحابي، من أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، من آذاهم فكأنما آذاني، ومن آذاني فكأنما آذى الله عز وجل، ومن آذى الله فيوشك أن يأخذه. أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل، ففي تقواه الخير كله والفلاح كله، وفي مخالفة أمره وعصيانه الخسران كله. قال تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم، يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. أيها المسلمون، إن الله عز وجل قد أنزلنا إلى هذه خلقنا في هذه الأرض لغاية عظيمة، فيجب ألا نتلهى عنها، ووضحها لنا جلية في سورة الذاريات: وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون، ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون، إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين. والله عز وجل أنزل إلينا الرسل وخاتمهم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنزل معه القرآن الكريم هداية لنا وإرشادا لنا حتى لا يكون لامرئ منا حجة يوم القيامة. ثم جعل لهذا القرآن العظيم فاتحة الكتاب، وجعلها الله عز وجل رسالة هدية لهذه الأمة لم تؤتها أمة من قبل. ولقد آتيناك سبعا من المثاني والقرآن العظيم. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا سعيد بن يعلى، ألا أعلمك سورة أعظم سورة في القرآن ما نزل مثلها في التوراة ولا في الإنجيل؟ قال: بلى يا رسول الله. قال: قل الحمد لله رب العالمين، وقرأ عليه سورة الفاتحة. يقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم: التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له، والتائب حبيب الرحمن، فتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المسلمون لعلكم تفلحون، وادعوا الله وأنتم موقنون بالإجابة. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله. أيها المسلمون، يقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن في يوم الجمعة ساعة إجابة، فنرجو الله عز وجل أن تكون هذه الساعة وأن يستجيب الله عز وجل فيها دعاءنا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في الأولين وفي الآخرين وفي الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا، وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا، وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اجعلنا مفاتيحا لكل خير، مغاليقا لكل شر. نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. نسألك اللهم الخير كله عاجله وآجله، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله. نسألك من كل خير سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونستعيذ بك من كل شر استعاذ بك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلم تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا، وأقم الصلاة.
استقيموا واستووا واعتدلوا وارحمنا ورحمكم الله. اللهم احسن وقوفنا بين يديك يا رب العالمين، وجهت وجهي لله فاطر السماوات والارض. الله اكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف، فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
ربنا ولك الحمد، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله، استغفر الله، استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا تقبل منا وقبلنا، واغفر ذنوبنا واستر عيوبنا ويسر أمورنا وتول أمرنا واجبر تقصيرنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا من بيننا ولا من حولنا شقيا ولا محروما، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، وبفضل وبركة الصلاة على النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم ربنا علي وعظيم وكريم، سبحانك يا رب، سبحان الله.